It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
A big, busy Friday afternoon to you. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us for Kevin McCullough Radio.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Yeah, breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. We've got a lot to get to. Governor Mike Huckabee, City Councilman Joe Borelli of the City Council, and also the GOP spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, all stopping by this hour with major headlines from today. Do not go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Here's a statement from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. Quote, these allegations may prove unfounded, but if true, they would constitute both the subordination of perjury as well as obstruction of justice. Our committee is determined to get to the bottom of this and follow the evidence wherever it may lead. But President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, saying, quote, if you believe Cohen, I can get you a great deal on the Brooklyn Bridge.
I love Mayor Rudy. I hope he never dies. I just always want him around just to be tweeting or saying something into a microphone at some point in time. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into a Friday. We've got huge day today. That is a reaction, by the way, there. Melissa Francis reading the reaction on Twitter from Michael Cohen and Rudy Giuliani about this BuzzFeed report in which BuzzFeed, without any evidence, without any supporting evidence, is saying that Cohen was told by Trump to lie to Congress. Now, you think that if they're going to publish something, and it was funny because earlier today, late this afternoon, I forget, it was Dana Perino's show, maybe Harris Faulkner, I don't remember, but somebody was saying, you know, well, BuzzFeed is kind of like the Wikipedia of pop culture sites. That's kind of true, which we all know from the Office's Michael Scott. Wikipedia is the best because anybody can update it at any time. So somebody has been running this story and saying that Michael Cohen is willing to say, now they're not even saying Michael Cohen is saying this, but they're saying that that the idea, the narrative is that Trump forced Cohen, told him to lie to Congress to cover up whatever the cover up was to be about the Moscow Trump Tower project, which, by the way, they were questioned about extensively. It's in all the investigations. If you've read the House investigation, you've read the Senate investigation, if you go back to the original FBI investigation that was pre-Mueller, the Moscow Trump Tower project and the discussions around it they're woven into all of those investigative records. This, well, like Mayor said, if you believe this, he can get you a good deal on the Brooklyn Bridge. Kevin McCullough saying we're glad to have you with us. Now, there is some news that no one's covering today, and that is that did you know for the, 30th time in a row or whatever it is, 34th, I guess, 35th, there are 200,000 people marching in Washington, D.C. today. Did you know that? Did you know that annually it is the largest annually held march in Washington, D.C. There's lots of other guys that go, oh, million man march, and they've, you know, 10,000. Every year since 1974, this has been the largest annual gathering of people marching for anything, and it is the March for Life. The March for Life, saying we don't think that we should be killing our unborn children. These are all the people that are coming together from all the different groups. And then they march down the main street, and then they go over to the Capitol, and they basically solicit their congressmen and senators and say, please vote for life-affirming policy. Does the media cover it? Nope. Well, I stand corrected, actually. What is this? I have word that there's breaking news breaking out here from Jim Acosta, of all people.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if it's that bad.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, so here's now, you know the story, right? Jim Acosta has every day been reporting from a wall somewhere, so let's pull up the SAT truck, make the connection, Alex, throw the switch. Here's Jim Acosta.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats.
And as you can see, guys, I'm actually here at a human wall this time, composed of nearly 200,000 people. Oh. And it seems shocking, gasping, there's no danger here.
But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger.
And it appears that they're all anti-choice people.
You mean
that
pro-life?
Are here. Shockingly tranquil.
As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Well, imagine that. There again is a wall, this time a human wall, but Acosta's on it, man. He is reporting from wherever and however about just how safe those walls are. And again, what's the key connection here? Again, okay, this is a human wall, right? So it's a human wall of people on the street. And what did he say? It was tranquil. There was no danger. Anywhere the walls are at, there is no danger. Anywhere the walls are at, there is no danger. That's the key to remember here. Even Steny Hoyer said basically the same thing. Do we have that Steny Hoyer soundbite with Brett Baer? You got that handy? Let's hear what Steny Hoyer had to say again one more time.
We don't think the wall works. As you know, an awful lot of Republicans don't think the wall will work as well.
Would you remove those existing barriers because you say they don't work?
No.
So they work there?
Obviously, they work some places.
They do work in some places, and everywhere that they're working, Jim Acosta has been reporting from. Now, there's a lot we got to get to today. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here in his normal slot, but there's a couple of things that I think are interesting in how they're being played out right now. Byron York tweeted earlier today that much of the analysis of the Pelosi versus Trump chess moves over the last few days have been kind of like playground, like na 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 na, nah. And he's like, I'm not going to argue with that. He said just yesterday the press was basically calling Pelosi's childish tactic of trying to prevent the president from giving the State of the Union address as, quote, playing hardball. The press kind of universally across the board was like, oh, she's being so tough. Now, aside from this microphone and yours truly, yesterday, how many people did you hear them say, oh, man, it's good that Trump got tough back with her? No, it was Lindsey Graham. He's being sophomoric. It was this was the type of thing. Britt Hume asks in a tweet today, do you think that the TV networks will cover his State of the Union if he has it somewhere else? Because technically it's always an address to Congress. And my overwhelming response to him on Twitter is at least one of them's probably going to try. They're going to probably, some idiot news producer will put out a press release. Well, we're going to ban the president's State of the Union on our network because he's not doing it right. He didn't get Nancy Pelosi's ring kissed. But the minute that that happens, friends, I will guarantee you this. The minute that that happens, someone's going to jump in. As soon as one of them says, we're not going to put him on, one of the other ones will say, it's ours. We got it. Boom. And then my prediction is what's going to happen is what happened with his address to the nation this last week, where they all tried to say, oh, no, maybe we shouldn't carry this because, you know, it's a shutdown. And you know, they come up with all the reasons why they should. You know, it's not fair and all this and that. And then all of a sudden, one network broke. One of them said, we're going to carry it. And boom, all of the rest of them had it back on their schedule. They forget that this guy understands media, particularly ratings on television. Probably better than any president that's ever lived, because he was a TV star getting ratings before the Oval Office. And as soon as one outlet says, okay, we're in, the rest of them are like, okay, we are too. You can't give that up. I mean, I appreciate Britt asking the question. It is contemplative, and I think someone is going to try. I think his instinct is right. I think one of the networks is going to try to say, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't be covering it because Nancy Pelosi didn't say he could do it from the well of the House. I don't think anybody cares if Nancy Pelosi said, come give your State of the Union or not. That's why I think he went 3-0 and she went 0-3 this week. So far, he's pitching a shutout on the shutdown. And Nancy is the one that's being shut out. Kevin McCullough coming back next. Kaylee McEnany checks in with us. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
A slow ride in the Bronx this evening on the Bruckner Expressway, traveling eastbound, approaching the Hunts Point Drawbridge. It's a crash being cleared from the right lane. If you're thinking about the Cross Bronx westbound, well, I've certainly seen it worse, but it's jammed up in the Bronx River Parkway into the GW Bridge, so at least an extra 20 minutes of travel time. Eastbound from the Deegan right out towards Webster Avenue, we're slow, and the Deegan northbound is quite heavy from the Triborough on up towards Fordham Road. Southbound delays Fordham Road into the Cross Bronx Expressway. In Queens, eastbound LIE delays from just east of the BQE right out towards the area of Van Wyck. Then it stays heavy, but it moves a little better east of the Van Wyck heading out towards the Nassau Line. Grand Central becomes very heavy east of the LIE. Let's take a look at your ride across the Hudson River. Going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, we're looking at about a 15 to 20 minute delay. Citybound side, we're doing okay for the most part, maybe 5 minutes. 20 minutes outbound to Lincoln. Citybound, we're good. GW Bridge into and out of town, we're okay. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
The Orange return home Saturday with the first of two meetings this season against Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for all the action under the dome roof at 2 p.m. Orange pregame begins at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It was a crime that shocked a nation and scandalized the L.A. Police Department, the Black Dahlia murder, a crime that's gone unsolved for 72 years until now. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Howard Miller, we talk about a former police detective who says he solved the case. The revelation is astounding. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us. Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Who better to keep her eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand and set her loose. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We weren't going to go because we had a report from Afghanistan that the president outing our trip had made the scene on the ground much more dangerous.
That's not exactly what happened, though. But the Speaker of the House, nonetheless, making grandiose charges that after he canceled their flight yesterday, that the president supposedly leaked the travel itinerary commercially of what the delegation was going to do. Here to help us sort this out is none other than the aforementioned Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Happy Friday to you. It's been one of the most theatrical weeks in Washington that I can remember in a very long time.
Hi, Kevin. Yes, it has. It's been quite a week.
So let's cut to the chase on this charge by Pelosi that the president is leaking their commercial itinerary. The White House calls the report asinine. I mean, that's a direct quote. But what is your take about why she even positioned it in that fashion?
Yeah, it's truly asinine for her to suggest that. I think she's trying every which way to come out on top of this, and she's just not, because the American people realize this is, you know, her third attempt to escape negotiating with the president. Now it's not Hawaii, it's not Puerto Rico. Now this time, of course, it's this congressional delegation. So she's trying to position herself desperately, but the fact is no plans were leaked. There was a planned military jet. She's upset that was canceled by the president, who was trying to act responsibly by pulling her back to the negotiating table. But this is a sad ploy to try to come out of this on top.
Not only that, Kayleigh, you're about to hit the second payday in which a check won't go out, which would be Tuesday. If she was taking a 7-day trip, she'd be gone for the duration of that. But there's a lot of people, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy yesterday asking questions of why would the speaker even be contemplating going out of the country if everything is as bad as what you're accusing the president of. I just saw Mark Warner in a hit. He's distributing some food for the furloughed today in Virginia, and he stands in front of the cameras and says, you know, it's just despicable that people's paychecks are being held up over border security. And he didn't really he paused right there. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, of course it's despicable. So give him the money for the border security and get people back to work. Kayleigh, I feel like that the president is holding all of the literal I'm not making a pun here, Trump cards in every round of the hand that's been played this last week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, there's one person who's been responsible and has truly exhibited a care for the 800,000 federal workers not receiving a paycheck, and that's President Trump. Nancy Pelosi is the one playing politics with paychecks. Why would you go out of the country, as you noted, when she's about to miss the second pay period for these workers? She could have made the deal before going out of the country if this trip was so important to her priorities, but of course she didn't. It's sad. She's literally playing games with not just the paychecks of workers, but the literally thousands of Americans who die from drug overdoses every week, and those drugs are flowing across our southern border. So it's a sad attempt to play games with, in some cases, the lives of Americans who face the scourge of illegal immigration each and every day.
Yeah, the scorecard as I've got it right now is she can't beat him on the State of the Union, because if necessary, he can hold it anywhere. And I say hold it in a football stadium on the southern border with the backdrop behind him and saying this is the challenge we face. Have regular Americans attend it. Doesn't have to be congressional representatives. But not only on that. The issue of, is she going to help protect the security of our nation? She's complaining now she can't go to Afghanistan because it's changed the security equation on the ground. Well, when has she been concerned about security equations, particularly on the ground in our southern border, where you have residents of Arizona that are at risk, you have children that are at risk through the drug epidemic, and you've got MS-13 and Al-Qaeda and ISIS all coming over the border that are stopped regularly. Kayleigh, when has national security or her own security or the security of Americans been important to this current Speaker of the House?
Oh, it doesn't. And you look, I mentioned the drugs that plague every American, 300 a week who die of heroin, who are affected by the 90% of heroin that comes across our southern border. It's not just that, it's the 17,000 criminal illegal immigrants who came across and were apprehended at the border last year. And beyond that, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and I always like to drive this home, she acts as if she cares about the illegal immigrants and how dangerous the journey is. Well, if she cared, she would deter illegal immigration by building a southern border wall, turning back the 1 in 3 women who are sexually assaulted on the journey north, disincentivizing children from coming to the border, two of which have died recently. And she would compromise with the president, who has $800 million in humanitarian funding for that purpose to help these illegal immigrants in his compromise plan. But she does not care one iota. This is all politics, and that's the naked, sad truth.
Well, and the truth of the matter is she's having a hard time even keeping her own people in check. I'm going to play for you a soundbite. This is Steny Hoyer from Bret Baier from 2 days ago. But it is really revelatory what it says. Let's hear from Steny Hoyer.
We don't think the wall works. As you know, an awful lot of Republicans don't think the wall will work as well.
Would you remove those existing barriers because you say they don't work?
No.
So they work there?
Obviously, they work some places.
Kaylee, Republicans say they don't work. We believe they don't work. Well, of course, we're not going to take the ones out that are there because why? They're working. Democrats, they have brand confusion on this, Kaylee. Basic marketing skills. They don't know if they're advancing the protection of the American people or fill in the blank. They don't know what they're doing.
That's right. They're entirely divided. That is eminently clear. And it's not just Steny Hoyer saying walls work. He also went on to say, by the way, walls are not immoral. It's also Senator Jeff Merkley who said it. There are about a dozen Democratic senators and congressmen who have said walls work, a diametric opposite of what Nancy Pelosi is saying. They don't have their messaging straight.
Joe Manchin is among them. And, you know, the president made reference in his speech yesterday saying that there are Democrats wanting to work with the administration to get this done. You're looking at it's pennies on the dollar in terms of what it costs. And I have to wonder at what point do they say we're going to go around the speaker and strike the deal separately?
Yeah, you might see a mutiny because each and every day you're seeing cracks and fissures with the Democrats saying walls work. Nancy Pelosi it appears to represent one interest, and that's not the entirety of the Democratic Party. It's catering to the left-wing base, which I think she is deathly afraid of. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, some of these other freshman congressmen with very radical views. She appears only intent to represent them and not the entirety of her party and what's in the best interest, not just her party, but the country.
Right. Last question, Kaylee. Pelosi also dinged today for elevating some very anti-Semitic freshmen congressional representatives. Are we going to hear more about that going forward?
I hope so. Those views apparently did not change because the congressman in question was asked about that on CNN and kind of doubled down in what was an attempt to be an apology. There's no room for anti-Semitic views, for anti-Israel views in our Congress. It's despicable to see that kind of ideology at work in the United States Congress. No place for it, and I do hope we hear more about it.
I mean, the Republicans censured, kind of self-censured, Steve King on the other side. It seems to me that Nancy Pelosi, at the very least, should do the same with these. Anyway, we've got to run. Kaylee McEnany, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough Radio continues in a moment.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 38 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the tri-state is getting set for a significant winter storm this weekend. Here's Lisa G with more.
Meteorologist Scott Larimore says along with snow that's expected to hit Saturday afternoon, the area will get hit with freezing rain.
The trek of the low expected to head right over Philly and northern Jersey and pass right over Manhattan early Sunday morning. That's the greatest risk that we have for freezing rain or sleet here in New York City.
If the storm moves further to the south of New York City, snow accumulations will increase. Currently, snow totals are expected to be between 3 to 6 inches for the city, 4 to 8 inches north and west, and possibly a foot of snow or more in higher elevations. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City buses are being prepared for the coming storm. MTA spokesman Hector Benitez says auto chains on tires will help drivers react if the forecast is worse than expected.
The chains are on all year long. When the operator experiences some slipping, sliding, by a push of a button, the chains drop. in front of that inner tire, giving him instant traction.
Auto chains were not used during the big storm last November. The storms caused major gridlock with some kids stranded on school buses for hours. In sports, hockey, Islanders travel to Washington to take on the Capitals. Devils and Rangers are off. The Knicks and Nets are off as well. Taking a look at the tri-state traffic across the Hudson, about 20 minutes back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, we're doing okay. Lincoln Tunnel, about 15 going back into New Jersey. West Side Highway, northbound delays from the 70s to the George Washington Bridge. FDR northbound, we're slow from the 30s on up to the Triborough Bridge. Your forecast, partly cloudy skies tonight with an overnight low of 30. Partly sunny early tomorrow, then snow moves in after 4 or 5 p.m. Snow continues tomorrow night, changing to sleet or rain towards Sunday morning. Then rain, sleet, snow all in play early on Sunday before the storm moves out. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. I wanted to remind you that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And before you start stressing out about planning the perfect date, I'm going to make it easy for you. There's no better way to spend the most romantic day of the year than by enjoying some of the best Italian food Manhattan has to offer with someone special at Giardino d'Oro Ristorante at 5 Gold Street. Giardino d'Oro is authentic, has a wonderful service, and has a classic intimate setting. Enjoy wine, a gourmet ensalada, and a classic Italian dish from the special Valentine's Prefix four-course dinner menu, like ravioli quattro formaggi, made with homemade pasta stuffed with gourmet cheeses, or even roasted branzino, served with fresh herbs and chopped garlic sauce. Visit GiardinoDoro.com. Call 212-514-6400 to make a reservation or just stop in. My friend Benny is the owner, and James and Valentino, they're all there waiting to make your evening extraordinary. Spend your Valentine's Day at Giardino d'Oro. It will be a night to remember.
Thank you for calling American Bullion.
The phones are ringing off the hook right now at American Bullion. With wild swings in the stock market and worries about heading into a worldwide recession, cautious investors are quickly shifting part of their portfolios into physical gold and silver for the time being. Don't get caught by surprise like so many did 10 years ago. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call American Bullion right now to learn about their hassle-free process of moving any portion of your IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of gold and silver, tax-free. And ask for your free copy of American Bullion's original gold guide, the only one recommended by former Principal Deputy Director of the U.S. Mint, Rhett Jepson. Call now, 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Call American Bullion now. Get the best gold guide and start protecting your retirement account. Call now, 800-600-4849.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. A busy, very busy Friday in progress. And joining us up next, Governor Mike Huckabee. And he wants to weigh in on this BuzzFeed nonsense where they are literally just making stories up at this point about the president and then sticking them on front page and saying, you know, oh, Michael Cohen said this and that without any evidence of proof or ounce of evidence in any sort of way. Hey, I got to tell you a little personal story. I'm up this morning, very normal, going through Twitter, going through the news feeds, and I run across this right here. Take a listen.
Hey, everyone. Some big news about our congressional district, New York 11. Something I've been thinking about, whether I should throw my hat in the ring or not. Given everything that's going on with Washington, with the shutdown and
pause
the
tape right here
and the blaming.
So right now, this is the voice of Joe Borelli. He's the city council whip, but he was also the co-campaign chair for the Trump campaign in New York State in 2016. So he lives in the district that was lost by Dan Donovan in the last congressional race in 2018. And I have already been up his nose hairs asking him, you know, since pretty much the night of the election, you want to announce something? You going to make an announcement of some sort? Pick up the tape.
I just think that it's time to finally make a decision. So today, I'm going to announce that I am going to challenge Max Rose.
Stop. So there's this really, like, my heart just suddenly, because I've watched Max Rose on Fox the last 2 days, and the guy's a disaster. And I'm so excited because here Joe Borelli, co-campaign chair of the Trump campaign, says the words that I'm looking to hear. And just before that, you know, he had that big buildup. I've been thinking about this shutdown, government, all this stress. Roll the tape.
To see who can get the most baby products and gift cards for our members of the Coast Guard and all our federal workforces. You may have heard Max is doing a gift card drive. I'm doing a baby drive. We're hoping to see who can get the most amount of products by the close of business tomorrow. Max, I got to warn you, if you accept this challenge, I am going to make it rain diapers all day long. So think hard, think long if you want to accept. But I'm hoping you accept the challenge.
Are you kidding me? I'm all for doing stuff for the people that are out of work. But Joe Borelli, live from Staten Island, are you kidding me? Do you know what a backstabbing, no good, terrible friend you are to lead me on like that, only to throw diapers at the Twitter cam?
Well, I'm a respectable date, Kevin. You know, I don't go far on the first one. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. Hey, in all seriousness, this is a good idea. You're challenging the congressman to match you guys. Where did you come up with the inspiration for this?
Yeah, we put it out there after getting word from somewhere at the Coast Guard base that people are having a little bit of a tough time, especially some young families. And we decided to just sort of package some baby products for them and drop them off. And it turned into a little bigger thing as the shutdown sort of continued indefinitely. And a day or two after us, Max Rose was also reached out to by some Coast Guard folks. And he put out the call for some gift cards, especially gasoline gift cards. A lot of the enlisted personnel live off base in apartments, either in, you know, Staten Island, New Jersey, or wherever.
Right.
So they're hurting. You know, they're right now. I mean, yes, they'll get the back pay, but these are people that don't make the highest salaries, and they might be a little cash strapped right now. So it's a good thing, and we're in it together, and hopefully we get the stuff in the right hands.
No, I love that. And if people want to get involved and pick a side, I'm going to say, you know, choose Councilman Borelli's side. That's the way we roll. If they want to get involved, how can they drop off a gift?
They can drop off today or even starting on Tuesday again. Unfortunately, it looks like the shutdown won't end this weekend. But they can drop off stuff at my office, 2955 Veterans Road West on Staten Island. Or if it's during business hours, you can go to my office in Manhattan at 250 Broadway and leave some stuff there for folks. I mean, again, we're taking any type of baby supplies, products. Gift cards might be the best thing you can give, though, just so, you know, families have the choice of what they specifically need. I know, having a newborn myself, you know, he only eats one type of formula, and unless you buy that formula, little Johnny's
right.
not taking it down. So maybe gift cards would be the easiest thing, or just generic diapers.
Yeah, diapers or gift cards, I love it. And Councilman, even though you're a no good son of a gun for leading us on that way, I totally applaud this. And some people may be curious, how come the Coast Guard, because everybody thinks the military has been fully funded from the Defense Act that was authorized in September of last year. Why the delineation?
Well, I believe it because they're funded through the Department of Homeland Security
gotcha.
And that's the Department of Transportation. So a lot of people don't know. We have a huge Coast Guard base on Staten Island that services the entire New York Harbor. So they're a big part of our community.
No, they absolutely are, and I want people to be able to do something good, and it's great that you guys are the ones doing it, and we'll just have to wait to see if you actually do challenge Max Rose in a serious way at some point in time. I hope that we are the number one microphone you run to when that announcement gets to be made, but anyway, if you're not, you'll still be my bud. Councilman Joe Borelli, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, we've got Governor Huckabee in the green room, and my final thoughts before we're done. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio for a Friday.
Larry Elder just wants an intelligent conversation about immigration.
Just a few years ago, Democrats were mouthing the same words that Trump is using now. As I've said many times, how did this become a partisan issue? If it is true that illegal aliens have placed a burden on taxpayers to the tune of, what, $70,000 to $80,000 per illegal alien, why is that a partisan issue?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
it may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Believe it or not, spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it so easy to find the right pros for any project. Whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling the whole kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com. Tell them about your project. In just a few seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for the exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a real big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the very best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. You're going to love Home Advisor being in your corner. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free Home Advisor app and get started.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
The words homeless and veteran should not be in the same sentence. If you are a homeless veteran or you know one, call 1-888-865-8387 to learn about New Jersey's Veterans Haven program. These drug-free facilities give veterans the ability to transition back into society. Call toll-free 1-888-8-NJ-VETS.
Sponsored by New Jersey National Guard Counter Drug Task Force Asset Forfeiture Fund, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my road, oh, I'm still New York.
He was the longest-serving governor in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
He does control the 89th Air Wing, and so if he cancels that and says, you can't go, you can't go. And it's pretty simple. That's straightforward.
Would you remove those existing barriers because you say they don't work?
No.
So they work there?
Obviously, they work some places.
just some of the sound bites from this week. A first one, of course, Chad Pergram explaining how the commander in chief can command a plane not to take off. And secondly, that was Steny Hoyer, majority leader in the House, who basically had to say that, yeah, of course walls work. Governor Huckabee is back with us to respond to these things and many more. But, Governor, I haven't had this much fun, I think, poking the backside of Washington, D.C. with a hot iron since maybe the Clinton years. It's been a long time, but there's some really kind of theatrical stuff going on these days.
Well, there's an old saying, Kevin, when you're in a hole, quit digging. And the Democrats seem to just keep on getting their shovels out, bigger shovels, and digging harder. I loved it when Cindy Hoyer finally admitted walls work. The fact is, I'll tell you what doesn't work in Washington, Congress.
Right.
Congress doesn't work. They want to get on an airplane and, you know, kind of relive Peter, Paul, and Mary leaving on a jet plane. And I thought it was classic Trump to send her a nice little letter and say, don't think you're going anywhere, Nancy. Get off the plane. Get on the bus, Gus. Make a new plan, Stan. It was just brilliant. And, you know, the only thing funnier is watching the news media try to say that Trump was a bully for doing that, but that Nancy was strong and heroic for telling the president of the United States that he could not come to the House and give the State of the Union. This is why Americans hate the media and love Donald Trump.
Yeah, or as Byron York put it this morning, much of the analysis of Trump's letter to Pelosi is childish playground, na-na gesture. He says no argument there. But just yesterday, though, Pelosi's equally childish gesture was characterized as, quote, playing hardball. And you nailed it. Like, they think that he's doing something that she didn't do first. And this has been the thing for those of you that supported Trump when I was still a Ted Cruz guy. I get the fact that Trump is often the counterpuncher. He seldom is the guy that throws the first punch. But, Governor, as my grandfather used to tell me about fights at school, don't ever start one, but when you land the response, you end it. And that's the kind of way that Trump gets involved in these things. He doesn't want to go out and create these conflicts. But man, if Nancy Pelosi is going to put her foot on the line, she better be ready for a roundhouse.
The one thing that everyone should have learned about Donald Trump, and I think a lot of Republican candidates in the primary did, is that if you want to punch him, you better be prepared to go for the long haul. Because
right.
This is not a guy that just comes back, punches back, says, okay, now we're even, everybody quit. No, he keeps punching until you say, no more, please, or until you do whatever he says. He does not end the fight. He never goes back to his corner. Even when the bell rings, he's still punching. And if Nancy Pelosi thinks that he's going to just roll over because she roared, boy, does she have a thing or two to learn. And she's fairly experienced, and I'm surprised she was that foolish in thinking she could unplug the State of the Union and then hop on an Air Force jet that he has control of and take a 7-day junket, which, Kevin, if she really cares about 800,000 federal workers, why would she absolutely delay the government reopening by another 7 days of being out of the country where she couldn't even fix it?
Right. Well, and especially when the president set the example last week, which none of the media really gave him credit for. You know, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't go to Davos. He didn't even leave the White House. Everybody else, the rest of the family, I think, went to Mar-a-Lago, and he stayed home.
On Christmas, New Year's, he did go to Iraq for about 48 hours, but
yeah.
That was while the rest of Congress was on Christmas vacation. But he never took Christmas vacation.
Yeah, no, she was in Hawaii at the resort for that whole length of time. You know, Britt Hume had an interesting tweet today, and I want to get your response to this because I've definitely got my own feelings about it. But if Trump were to announce, says Britt, his State of the Union address will be given somewhere besides Capitol Hill, would the MSM, mainstream media, inevitably argue that since the State of the Union is supposed to be, in quotes, a message to Congress, a speech elsewhere is not, and therefore there's not an obligation to carry it live? What's your take on how the networks would try to play Trump not giving the speech in the well of the House, but, I don't know, as I've been proposing, maybe at a football stadium on the border somewhere? How do you think they'd cover it?
Well, they have to cover it for the simple reason that they're a commercial enterprise and there's too much money to be made by covering it, too much to lose by not. So if they all walked away and said, we're not going to cover it, which would be ridiculously stupid on their part, both journalistically and monetarily, then whoever did carry it would own that airspace for the
yep.
evening, and they would make a gazillion bucks. So I'm sure that, let's say, Fox News is sitting there praying that MSNBC, CNN, and the major three would all bow out, and they'd be the only ones carrying it, and they'd have 40 million viewers watching that night.
Well, and you know, a similar thing tried to do that with his address to the nation just this last week. And several of them had said, well, it's not newsworthy, and he's just doing it from the Oval Office. And then one of them, it only took one of them to break, and then they were all like, no, we're in. And I think it's because even before he was in the Oval Office, he was a TV ratings star. And people know that wherever Donald Trump is, you put a camera on it, you're going to draw an audience.
Well, CNN and MSNBC both made a lot of money off of Donald Trump during the campaign. I find it ironic that, frankly, they wouldn't give the rest of us any coverage whatsoever. Zero.
Yeah.
And I mean, analytical studies show that that's really true. Donald Trump got 90% of the coverage, and the rest of the candidates shared the final 10%. And when we did get on air, we were asked, what do you think about what Donald Trump said?
That's right.
About what Donald Trump did. He owned the media, and they made lots of money off of it because they never thought there's any way in the world he would beat Hillary.
Yeah.
So in a way, this is just desserts. They helped make him, and now what they're finding, they can't break him. They cannot destroy him.
Well, and Governor, this is not to slight anybody that was in that field. I thought it was the most impressive field Republicans had ever put forward. But as you look back on this now, was there anybody on that stage not named Huckabee and not named Trump that could have done what he has done over these first 2 years? I mean, to have to go to the wall over and over again, literally, to fight for what he's got to get done?
Probably not. And let's be very clear. He's a guy that is unlike any other personality that's ever been president.
Right.
These things don't bother him. And so therefore, he just rolls off and he keeps going.
Which is a powerful commodity and trait to have. Hey, Governor, real quick, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, one of our guests is going to be Ken Starr. We're going to be talking about impeachment, the parallels with Bill Clinton and that impeachment,
right,
and a whole bunch more. So I hope people will watch Saturday, Sunday, 8 and 11 Eastern on TBN.
Love Judge Starr. We'll be tuned in for sure. And thanks for always stopping by. And stay safe in whatever weather you're going to have this weekend. It's going to be a mess in New York, but we'll see you next week.
Glad I'm not there. Take care, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming back. Final thoughts for the week. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It is very slow in New Jersey this evening on the parkway traveling northbound out of the Union Tolls up towards exit 145. Then a pretty good ride north of 145 until you approach Route 3 in Clifton at 153. Then it's going to be slow from 153 up towards 155P, and then it gets better after that. 3 westbound jammed up off 495 pretty much all the way out to the Route 46 merge. It is not good at all on 3 westbound. And 21 looks heavy northbound coming into Route 46. Turnpike, some delays south in the western spur. 16 to 15W, a little better off on the eastern spur. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River. 20 to 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound, we're okay. 15 to 20 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. GW Bridge, that is a pretty good ride. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, heaviest as you go north of 57th Street up into the 130s. FDR northbound, we're slow from the 50s up to the Triborough Bridge. More delays in the Harlem River Drive. From the 150s on up to the ramp for the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
It was a crime that shocked a nation and scandalized the L.A. Police Department. The Black Dahlia murder, a crime that's gone unsolved for 72 years until now. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Howard Miller, we talk about a former police detective who says he solved the case. The revelation is astounding. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you
with new customers.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi lies. You know that, right? She lies a lot. Cut one.
We weren't going to go because we had a report from Afghanistan that the president outing our trip had made the scene on the ground
much
more dangerous because it's just a signal to the bad actors that were coming. You never,
which you bad never actors would those advance, be?
You never give advance notice of going into a battle area. You just never do. Perhaps the president's inexperience didn't have him understand that protocol.
Yeah, this one is the dumb is strong with this one. She's first of all basically telling blatant lies. The president didn't leak anything. He didn't leak their commercial itinerary. That's the claim that she makes. Secondly, I don't understand why her security is all that important. She's complaining about security, and on the southern border, she's for open borders. She wouldn't have stopped any of those 3,000 terrorists that we stopped at the border in the last 2 years. She wouldn't have stopped any of those 17,000 criminal aliens, felony aliens coming into the country. But all, she's all concerned about security. She's not concerned about security for the Jewish people in America. That's why she elevated Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Do you know what this woman says about Jews regularly? It's offensive. And Nancy Pelosi thinks it's great to put this freshman on the Foreign Affairs Committee, probably because she's Muslim. She also married her brother, which is kind of weird. No. People were pushing back on Twitter about that. The Associated Press did a story. It's not just conservative bloggers, as a bunch of them want to say. The Associated Press did a story and came to the same conclusions and ended up asking the same questions and got shut out from Ms. Omar the same way the conservative bloggers did. She's not willing to identify her siblings. She's not willing to identify exactly when the divorces took place. She might have been a polygamist as well, because she had two marriage licenses that were active, one when she was with her brother and one when she's with her baby daddy. But this is the kind of leadership that you now have in the Democratic Party, morally confused, morally bankrupt, trying to lecture the rest of us about what is national security when they're not interested in securing our border, telling us what is moral when they're willing to starve their own voters to get their own way, and not even let the president have the right to speak to the nation who elected him in an overwhelming measure. Friends, media may not be saying it, but the Democrats are losing right now, badly. I'm Kevin McCullough.